Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Michael Phillips joins us now, film critic, Chicago Tribune. Michael, how's your handwriting? I'll bet your handwriting is pretty good.
No. Brother is a doctor, and he's got an excuse because there's not a doctor alive with legible handwriting. I don't know what my excuse is. I will say, though, that I've been communicating with my hands all day. I've been flipping people off right and left. So I feel like I know what I'm doing.
I don't think that's the kind of communication that lady was talking about.
Okay.
The Oscar television ceremony is going to be on ABC. So the big reveal is Sunday night. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. First, what do you make of the batch of movies this year? Is it a good year for movies or for the Oscars, or is it a down year?
Well, it's a down year for movie going because people don't even know what the future or even the present of movie going is really like. I will say that if you look at the list of 10, everyone's got a different sort of, you know, running order about their favorites, you know, most to least. But, you know, on the high end, it was a damn good year. You know, I mean, for me, the ones that really meant something to me, neither one of them really has a shot at Best Picture. But I really, really loved the Spielberg remake of West Side Story. I really loved the Japanese film Drive My Car. And I liked a lot of the rest of them, and even the worst of them for me, you know, didn't fall into like a category. Well, with one exception, I really didn't like Don't Look Up on Netflix. And I'm still puzzling over the reasons why, John. I mean, have you seen Don't Look Up?
I've seen it three times. The first time I hated it. The second time I went, okay, now I know what I'm going to do here. And then I watched it the second time and liked it a little more. And the third time I thought, okay, this has been fun. It's stupid and it makes me angry. I was rooting for the comet, but But by the third time, I decided it wasn't so terrible. What are your thoughts?
Is it possible you were actually right the first time and you just really wasted the second and third viewing?
It wore me down. Well, the movie had a weird emotional impact on me because it wasn't a comedic romp about an asteroid hitting the Earth. It was about the politics of the day. And it just brought up all of those emotions of the science deniers and the election results deniers. And I didn't want to go there, but that's what the movie does.
Yeah. Well, it does do that. I mean, it does have a kind of deliberate, not a bait and switch, but by the end, it's taking the situation seriously, which I think is probably warranted given the situation. And but I don't know. I will see that for me, it was just sort of hectoring left wing nonsense. As a hectoring left winger myself, I recognize the sound of hectoring left wing nonsense, and I thought the movie didn't really quite do enough to I guess, complicate its arguments or make more interesting satiric points or just, you know, what it did was, you know, it had its one big idea and it was enough to get people to watch. And I mean, my God, half of Hollywood was in it. And I think
that's why
it is where it is, you know, with several nominations.
You know, it's not nominated, but The French Dispatch has half of Hollywood in there. And I've been singing that movie's praises this week, too. I think that movie is so much fun. I don't know if you have strong feelings about French Dispatch.
Yeah, not a big fan. A huge fan of Wes Anderson on the high end. Like, for me, the high end would be The Grand Budapest Hotel, Rushmore, a few others. And this is that one, honestly, John, I do need to see a second time. And I wonder if, you know, I don't we typically radically get a change of heart on a second viewing, but that one, I'm curious about that. But, you know, I think if you want to talk about the horse race aspect of the Oscars, just the crudest possible level, it's going to come down to either Coda, which is streaming on Apple TV, or The Power of the Dog for Best Picture. And I suspect it's going to be Coda. That's my guess.
Your colleague in the New York Times, Kyle Buchanan, said the same, and he said it for this reason, that the Oscar voting process is you get to rank your top 10. And so the movies that tend to polarize, for instance, Power of the Dog will get a lot of ones. It'll also get a lot of tens. But Coda will get a lot of one, twos, and threes. And Coda, because it's not as offensive or boring to people, will probably win. Is that the way you do the math on this, too?
I guess. I mean, it's the great thing about people who lay out these mathematical predictions is that there's no way to check your math. You know, you got 9,500 people voting. You have an increasingly large and more diverse voting membership in the Academy, almost 9,500 people. And you know, it's going to get a little harder to predict these things. But yeah, on the weighted voting thing, I think a lot of people's, and this has been true for years, a lot of people's solid second choice, you know, second or third choice out of 10, may in fact rise to the top. And that would maybe explain, you know, things like Coda winning, if it does, maybe the same sense of feeling behind, say, Will Smith being very likely to win Best Actor for King Richard. A well-respected guy in a pretty good movie. I wish it was better. But, you know, the acting is not the, you know, as I always say, the acting is the last thing to go along with a movie. And you know, it's the material that always hurts. I'm still bummed that King Richard, even if it's about the title character, I'm still bummed about the way they kind of like shoved Venus and Serena Williams off to the side. And, you know, they're barely characters in the thing. And that just,
wait a minute,
to me,
what are you talking? Oh, yeah, really? Well, but the movie never purported to be about the sisters. It was about
I know. Isn't that just so? I don't even have a good defense for my argument, John.
Well, what you're saying is you want somebody to make that movie, and this movie wasn't that movie.
Well, I will say this too. I wanted to see a more a tougher minded look at a very complicated guy, Richard Williams. And this, you get hints of it here and there. There's that one great scene with Anjanou Ellis where she finally calls him out on his BS. And it comes around, it comes at a crucial point in that movie where it's like the one real, you know, blood and guts argument that feels like, okay, I'm not watching a movie anymore. I'm watching a little slice of real life acted beautifully by two performers. And that's when the movie like jumps up. Boom. Now we got a movie, you know.
The sisters produced it, didn't they? So doesn't
they
that
did.
Have something to do with maybe the lack of a critical eye. Right. Answer this question.
Yeah.
Let's do this because I wanted to ask you, of the 10 movies that are nominated for Best Picture, Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, Power of the Dog, West Side Story, you had to find these movies this year. And a lot of times you had to pay for them, which you should. But I mean, the traditional movie going experience was a lot different. You had to say, wait, I don't have that platform. How can I even watch these movies? If I were going to make a concerted effort to watch a few of them, I mean, I'll bet most of our listeners haven't seen half of them.
Right.
Which few, regardless of whether or not they're going to win, just tell me which few movies you would say, make the effort, spend the money, go find that film.
West Side Story, if you haven't seen it, I think whether you're a fan of the old one or not, I think it's fascinating to see the differences. And I think it's 75 times the piece of cinema that the 1961 version was. So West Side Story, Drive My Car, excellent Japanese film. It's 3 hours long. You can't hide that. I don't tell anybody to put it on after 7 PM at night. But it's damn good. And, I mean, honestly, Dune, out of the 10, Dune was the only film that made $100 million in the theaters in a pandemic, up for Best Picture. And there's something about that is, I find, very reassuring. The fact that it was such a good-looking, big science fiction epic, and a pretty good movie all around, considering it's just one part of the book. That was really heartening to see, okay, actually people are willing to take a chance, I guess, if they're talking about taking chances going back to the theater, and go see it and really make it happen at the theaters. I liked that happened. So
Ariana,
like Power of the Dog. I like Licorice Pizza. I'm not crazy about Belfast. I know that makes me unpopular. I really don't like Don't Look Up. You know, but it's, you look at all 10, that's not a bad list, pal.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is. Not a bad list. But you're right, John. You had a hunt and peck for him a little bit this time. And like, okay, shoot, is Coda worth streaming, you know, getting a membership to Apple TV to see it? You know, for a lot of people, the answer is yes, it was. I'd say it was borderline worth it.
It's certainly worth borrowing somebody's password, which is how most people are going to do it anyway. The number of platforms that are available out there and the willingness by people to pay for all of them, those aren't the same list. So what you have is a lot of people sharing passwords. Netflix is going to try and crack down on that, you know, but it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Okay, and then one last question. I'll let you go, Michael Phillips, Tribune film critic. Any other, do you want to make any bold predictions otherwise about the Oscars this Sunday?
I think you're going to see, I hope you're going to see some mild to moderate protest about shoving eight of the categories into a pre-recorded pre-show version. Best cinematography, best musical score, best editing. I mean, my God, editing, musical score, cinematography. Yeah, you know, if you don't care about the heartbeat, the rhythm, the sound, and the look of movies, fine. You know, I think that's nonsense, and ABC should just back off. And you know, we're not talking about the Grammys here, John. We don't have a zillion categories. We have a couple of dozen. Honor all these people properly on Oscar night, and they're not going to do it.
It's Michael Phillips. Okay, Michael, we'll be reading you and talking to you down the road. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time, and stay well, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate you having me on.
11:46 on WGN. Michael is not entirely, he's a little under the weather these days, so I appreciate his time, and he sounds great, and he writes well.